Hi, this is Tiffany Velas, and I'm at the House of Blues with the Bouncing Souls.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Pete.
What's up? I'm Brian.
The band recently celebrated their 20th anniversary. Did you guys do anything special?
Yeah, we did the thing where we put out a song every month for the whole year. And then at the end of that, we make a record out of it.
You guys have a ton of dedicated fans that have Bouncing Souls-inspired tattoos. And I was just wondering, what are some of your favorites?
Oh, boy. I like to see people's personal takes on some of the artwork, you know, or when people take a lyric that means something to them and just sort of like maybe put some imagery to it that also, you know, means something to them. I like to see original new ideas, but I also like to see the original artwork done as a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot of tattoos yourself. Do you have any band related?
Yeah, I have this one. I might have a couple. I don't know. I can't remember.
I've got at least one Bouncing Souls tattoo
right here. Yeah.
And how long have you had that? It's an anchor with...
With a broken heart. I call it the anchor heart. We all got it. Pete and I got it at the same time. It was in San Diego, wasn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
San Diego, like,
Years Anchors Away tour. This is like from the Anchors Away record. So.
And what tattoo parlor?
I don't have any idea.
Crap, dude. You know, that's really terrible.
We're tattoo parlor, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just
you
walked
just
in.
Went in.
Yeah.
It's very spontaneous type of thing.
You're walking.
Are all of your tattoos spontaneous?
Some are. I mean, kind of both.
Some are more planned out than others.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah, that's more planned out.
Yeah. All right. And so is your favorite place to get tattoos in New Jersey?
That would be the shop that I tattoo at, probably.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were a tattoo artist.
Yeah. Keep busy with that between tours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just something that, like, goes back to high school, actually. Like, when we were still in high school and hanging out together after school and drinking in my basement and stuff, like, we figured out how to do, like, hand-poked tattoos. And so I just started tattooing everybody, kind of being the artist in the crew. And then it was me, actually, and our buddy Ugly Bill kind of got into it together as far as learning how to tattoo. And Ugly Bill went on to become a very accomplished tattooer right here in San Diego. It's a pretty small world. We all came from the same little town in New Jersey. And while I got busy with the band, and then I kind of returned to tattooing later on in life. And now I work at a couple of shops.
And what, do you have any of those first ones, or are they covered up?
Yeah. That, you're looking at one right there on Pete. Punks with an X.
This is that was later though.
That was like
Hoboken.
Yeah, there's like a little honk right here that was 1987.
In the middle of this little guy right here.
Mm. Oh, that's little musical note?
Yeah. That's badass, right?
Yeah.
It's tough. I got the same little musical note right here. Still there.
All right.
This guy, Bobby Bill did in our kitchen in 1989.
Yeah, Ugly Bill learned how to tattoo on us, you know. You need friends like that. That's kind of how I learned to tattoo as well.
Yeah. Like,
before I learned properly and was apprenticed, I learned on my friends.
Ugly Bill did this in like 1990 probably, and it probably took 18 hours. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like really.
It was a handmade machine. My whole lower back is tattooed with this Bouncing Souls logo.
Oh yeah.
Ugly Bill did that with a guitar string and a homemade machine. Like, it was painful back then because we were tattooing each other with guitar strings.
Wow.
We had made machines out of like the little motor out of a Sony Walkman, a rapidograph pen, and a guitar string for a needle, which we would file down, and then we would boil them and reuse them. Like, we had no idea about anything.
Totally retarded.
We just totally retarded. Just excited young punk kids, you know, just like freaking out, like, wow, we can tattoo each other. We don't need money.
Uh-huh.
We can just do this at home, you know. So you end up with a lot of crap all over you.
We were young, like, we didn't like discover like bad behavior yet, so we didn't have any kind of like diseases that we
yeah,
would share with each other.
Clean. You know? Everyone's blood was clean, so.
Yeah, thank you. Still is, by the way.
So
if the band was to have a West Coast rival, who would that be?
Rival.
Well, we used to have a rivalry with Rancid, but it was like all like in jest, you know? Because we would have this East Coast, like, we're better pool players than you. We're from the East Coast. Or like whatever it was just for bragging rights, you know? Mm-hmm. And we had like a little joke rivalry with Rancid back in when we, that was so far back, but yeah. No actual rivals, like no actual enemies or anything, just friends.
By the way,
I'd like to add that we are better pool players than Rancid because we're from the East Coast, so just for the record.
I'm sure you are. What's the biggest change you've seen in the punk genre?
Oh, man, that's a pretty loaded question boil down to a singular thing is too difficult. I think the punk scene and punk music and everything has changed with the world as the world has changed, you know.
In a good or positive or a negative, do you think?
I guess that remains to be seen. We're watching and figuring it out as we go too. Mm-hmm. A lot of pluses and a few minuses too. You know, it's just a different world. Like everything's available to everyone all the time, which is a good thing. But then there was something lost too with like the whole underground, going out and finding it aspect is out the, you know what I mean? So like, for example, in 1980 something, if you saw a punk, you kind of had an instant bond with that person because you knew that you guys had both kind of been seekers of a sort and found almost like a religion, you know, that extremely meaningful to be a punk, I think, then. And whereas, like, the difference is now, that doesn't, you could see someone who looks like a punk rocker, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have everything in common with him or that he's, like, got his head straight or, you know, you can just buy the whole look in a store, you know, or online, you know, I don't know. There's pluses and minuses. The plus is that bands can get their music out to everyone without needing labels, major labels and all that bullshit, kind of gone the way of the dodo bird.
If you guys could have any celebrity star in one of your videos, who would that be and what song? Sorry.
Jeez.
It doesn't have to be like a celebrity. Well, I'm thinking, you know. I don't want to say Jersey Shore.
It's a fun question, though. It's the kind of thing I could just keep thinking of it. I would have a different answer for
everybody. It would be kind of cool to have Mr. T in a video.
Mr. T?
Yeah.
You know what? That's possible.
That would be fucking rad.
That could happen.
Yeah.
To what song? Or would you write a song
any
just
song.
For him?
Any song. Just to have him.
Maybe Badass.
We have a song called Badass, and I think Mr. T would be perfect for a Badass video. Tell you people, I just can't get enough.
Hey guys, you know what else is pretty badass?
What?
Your mom? No, besides my mom.
You guys see yourself touring in 20 more years too? Is that the goal?
As long as it's fun and as long as we keep making music that we think is good, you know?
Uh-huh. Exactly. We've never set an end date or anything like that for it. It's just we just kind of live moment to moment, you know, and we're trying to create good moments for ourselves. And so as long as we stay inspired, there's no reason to stop, you know. It's like we create something together as a team that's greater than the sum of its parts. Like the Bouncing Souls is like a living entity that no one of us, you know what I mean? Like it's hard to describe, but like it's like a fifth member. It's like a fifth element. And so we're as much fans of it and as much like can't wait to hear the next thing that gets written as anybody else, you know.
And are the things that inspire you different or the same when you guys than when you started? I mean, obviously the tattoo.
Yeah, the same, I guess, because it's life that inspires us, like extreme highs and lows and relationships and just going through life, getting through life, you know. It's like, the same as it was.
Every record is just like a reflection of like what's been going on in like your collective and singular lives and the time that you're writing it. So like, it's always the same thing, but always a little bit different, you know. As you
same but different.
Same but different. Think about it.
What's your two?
Get your iPod style here.
This is like my cards, you know. I just have two just in case something was to happen to one. Gotcha. I'm like obsessive.
That makes sense. That was some kind of like stereo Y or something. I don't know what
it's
going on.
No, it's just right. I did one and it didn't work. And right. I'm like, I'm never doing that again. It was a problem. So, okay, well, I'll... We're looking forward to the future with you guys, and we're piratepods.com. I was wondering if you could give us your best pirate impression.
Yarr! That's probably what everybody does.
You got one?
Yarr!
You said best retarded pirate, right?
Yeah.
Yarr! Yarr!
The Yoda pirate.
Did you intimidate her? Mother says you wouldn't let her use the phone. Were you intoxicated past the point of knowing what was going on? Better yet, don't forget, leave the keys on the TV set. Hoping you're gone from the corner bar. Here we are after dark, knocking back the maker's mark, scratching up the dollars from my buddy's car. Lean on Sheena, she leans on me a lot. Hold